Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and hello.
Ahoy, ahoy.
Yo, listen, my apologies, everyone. Technical difficulties with Blog Talk Radio. My screen was not coming up at all. My virtual studio. But hey,
yeah.
How y'all doing? It's Big Red.
How you
Brother
doing?
B, and welcome to another edition of The Menu.
Hello,
everyone. Once again, apologies for the delay, technical difficulties, Blog Talk Radio, stuff happens. But, yeah, man. Hey, I want to give a shout-out to the UK, United Kingdom. Thanks for once again for your listenership, man. We went up a couple of notches. Also went up a couple of notches in our own hometown, own home, the United States. Thank you. And France. If I knew some lovely French words, I'd say it to you. Thank you, France. And listen, you guys really need to start calling in. Or listen, we are on Facebook. It's Facebook. The Menu, Mind, MINDUR, Mental. You can hit us up with questions. Even if you just want to give shout outs, it's all good. Let us know that, you're in the house. Some people may not care, but we care here at The Menu. And we're thankful, for all the support that you
thank
give.
You.
So, once again, hit us up. We're on Facebook. And, let us know what's popping. But what's going on with you, Big Red? What's the deal?
Oh, you mean what's going on with you? Because, it's a day, special day for you. I'm going to shout at you out. That's right, because this is family-orientated things going on here. It's my fam. Happy, happy birthday, Brother B.
Thank you.
Happy birthday. Okay,
thank you.
Wishing you many more. You know what I'm saying? We've been rocking since the 70s, we've been rocking.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll be rocking to 70 again.
Right.
from being in the 70s to in our 70s. Yeah, exactly. 2070, man.
Yeah,
despite certain circumstances on this day 30 years ago, I am blessed
mm-hmm.
to be here. It's kind of been, somewhat of a bittersweet thing. A lot of things been, on my mind. But for the most part, I'm just thankful, for all those around me. And I'm just thankful to be here. Made another year of life and, very
That's
appreciative
right.
of it.
Definitely.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
but,
otherwise,
what's
that,
the deal?
I'm good. I'm all right. I'm good. Like I said, just trying to make it. But you know what? I'm here. That's the most important thing. I'm here. I'm on the blog
exactly.
talk, and I'm ready.
No doubt. You better be ready. Because, we got an interesting topic, but... maybe with the last 20, 30 minutes, we may stray off, into something else.
Okay.
Because, there's a lot going on in the world that, we are not talking about. you know, as, you know, people. A lot of BS. And, you know, it needs to be communicated. And I do want to say, before, you know, we go any further, I find it very interesting how, what, number 45? That's what they call it, number 45.
Mm-hmm.
Comes out with this thing of, like, you know, talking about fake news and fake media. But then it seems like it's a trend that's going on to discredit certain media news outlets and also discredit people. It's not just him, but, you know, people who have their, like, video cameras on their phones and they're taking pictures or video of, like, police doing stuff and other people doing stuff. Now, my thing is this. It's dangerous when you start to call everyone a liar.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I'm not saying the media is 100%. We already know they're not. But when you start to give way to people having no trust in anything that they see or hear,
mm-hmm.
you can expect for the chaos to ensue. Because
wow.
What do people really have to go off of? Because if you're saying that the video, like, all right, you know, I was in a class earlier today, and we kind of touched on the topic of the Anton Sterling thing, and well, actually the Eric Garner thing, and how that just really seemed to resonate a bad taste in everyone's mouth on the police side and on the people side. But one thing I will say is I don't understand how, now I'm not knocking law enforcement, but you know, people are going to say and make, you know, they're going to say what they want to say anyway. But my thing
right.
is, when you start to take up for people that do wrong, that are supposed to do right, then what do you think you are?
Right. And what kind of message are you sending?
Exactly, because people want to try and defend what happened to Eric Garner. Listen, stop being assholes. Stop trying to do that Jedi mind trick. Stop thinking that certain individuals are above the law and are above reproach. We all know what happened with some dirty shit. It didn't have to be racial, but what we had was some dirty shit. We know
right.
that there are individuals out there that are respectful to the job of being a police officer, and they go out there and do the right thing. Those people right there, despite the ridicule or whatever's going to come down, really need to stand up against the bad apples, because the bad apples are a problem.
Right, well, then the bad apples make a problem for them, for the ones that do stand up.
Well, see, those are usually the ones that get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the bad apples that get hurt. It's always the good ones that get caught out there.
Right.
And, you know what I'm saying? That's, to me, that's the problem. But, you know, my thing is, I don't care how you want to try and say, because the guy that, you know, when I was in class, he said, oh, well, the people didn't look at the whole video. And the jury looked at the whole video. All right. If the video was so bad, why did they lock up the dude that made the video?
Right, exactly.
Whether he had a pending charge or not, they were so adamant on locking his ass up.
Oh,
if
yeah.
The
mm-hmm.
video, if the thing, everything was so on the up and up of what happened, why did they try to blame, like 2 years later, try to blame a female black police lieutenant that was on the scene?
Right.
No one else was actually that wasn't actually yeah she had just came to see that after everything happened. So my thing is, why
right.
are you blaming her? See, this is what I'm talking
it's
about. Once again, it goes back to accountability. Listen,
mm-hmm.
you did wrong. Own up to it. But some people don't want to own up to it because they don't want to disgrace. They don't want people to start getting the wrong idea of NYPD. Too late. Or long
too late
for the course
Listen.
Of the country. You're too late.
Exactly. I was getting ready to say, because, you know, we've been seeing that since, well, maybe before that time, but Rodney King, like I said, that was like the first time you've seen something of a police beating being recorded.
Exactly.
And they seen that tape, and they still didn't do anything to those police officers. So my thing is this. That started the whole thing from that time. It just wasn't it just wasn't as visualized as it is now because of the technology, technology that we have now.
Yeah, well, see, now everything is on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Everything is on there, and it's at everybody's disposal. You can Google it. You can check it out.
Right.
The sad part is you can't ask the public to do right when the people uphold the law are doing wrong.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And my thing is, no matter how you want to try and justify it, you logically cannot. You cannot sit there and say, well, I can go out and do this, but you can't. You can't
right,
sit
exactly.
there and do wrong and expect everyone else to do right when you say so.
But then they'll say,
it's not gonna happen.
But then they'll say, you have to abide by these laws. Absolutely. But they don't feel that those laws are for, they don't feel that they have to follow those laws. Because you know what?
Because
I'm in law enforcement. Mm-hmm.
But see, the system gives them a pass. And see,
right.
that's the problem. The system gives them a pass and makes some of them feel that they can do this. Listen, I'm not saying that there aren't good cops. I'm sure there's millions of good police out there. But what bothers
right.
me is the bad apples that make it bad for them.
Right. Right.
Because a good cop can lose his life over somebody else's bullshit.
Right.
And I don't think that's
right.
fair.
And that's just, so once again, the police officer that just got killed recently. Now, we don't know if she was a good cop, bad cop. We don't know what the circumstances is, but once again, because the guy that did this, because his mind is already messed up off of what has been going on and with the bad
he had mental issues. The system basically failed. The system failed.
Right, exactly.
Because he shouldn't have been on the street.
Exactly.
He shouldn't have been on the street.
Exactly. Absolutely. So now this young woman with children just lost her life for what? For nothing? This is not like she did anything to this man. It's just that, just like you said, this man was mentally ill, and whatever he had in his head, he said, I'm going to go out and do this. This is what he's saying, or maybe, something in his head told him to do that, whatever. But now this lady, this children have no mother anymore.
And it's sad.
And it's
One thing that also bothers me is this attitude or this whole ideal of the blue. Like we protect the blue. Listen, let me have you understand something. Unless you're a Smurf, the blue is not a race of people.
Right.
Officers
right.
come
you're
in all.
Right.
Listen, people who take the job of police officer come in all shapes, sizes, and colors, genders, and et cetera. To generalize and say that, we're one, okay, you're sounding a little bit like a gang, and you're sounding very biased. Like, you're really sounding like it's us against everyone else.
Right, exactly.
That's not the type of attitude I think is very conducive to a good relationship between the people in the streets and law enforcement. That's not because you don't hear any other law enforcement agency, like the FBI talking about we're the bureau and we're this and we're that and you don't hear them say that.
Nope.
So why are you touting yours as like you're a better species or you're a better race or you're a better cult, just because you're a police officer? Once again, I have nothing against police officers, but people are going to have their own belief. But I'm just telling it like it is. And the whole thing is before you became a cop, and while you're a cop, you're supposedly human.
Right. You're still a human being.
Unless
I don't
you
know what it
out
is.
Your humanity for that badge, you're still a human. Because just like anybody else, just like you got a family to protect, or kids you want to go home to, or a life you want to live, other people have that too.
Exactly.
And your biasness and your bigotry and just your overall ego is really not warranted.
Right.
It's a job. It's a job.
Exactly.
It's a job. Remember that.
All
it's a
it
job.
Is.
Because it's not like I don't know people on the force. It's not like I haven't interacted. I mean, listen, very respectful to these people. I commend these people for going out and doing what they do. But at the same time, you cannot sit there and generalize everyone because everyone is not the same. I'm not going to look at a good cop and put him in the same category as a bad cop or somebody who really just used the job for whatever they can use it for. And think that's equal. Like, no, some are not equal. They're not. By far, they're not. Because you got some people out there that are just very much bent on doing the right thing. And then you have others that are bent on doing the wrong thing. So what do you do? You know? But,
it's sad. It
okay.
just doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. But, okay. 347-324-3395 is the guest calling number. This is Big Red and Brother B, another episode of The Menu. And tonight's topic, skin bleaching. What the hell is all this about? Red, please. Come on, Red. Come on, set me up.
I'm going to tell you like this. That skin bleaching, I see it every day on my way to work. Every day. As of recent, when I went to work yesterday and was about to get on the subway and seen something with skin bleaching. And I don't understand it. I really try to, or I'm trying to, wrap my head around it because this is not something that just started happening within the last year or two. This has been happening for a long time. And it's like, do you realize how you look when you do that to yourself? Or like, what is going through your mind when you do it? Now, that's supposedly those skin bleaching creams are only supposedly, I'm not really sure about it because I've never really read up on it, but it's supposed to be just to get rid of dark spots on your face. Like, say you're a person that gets a lot of acne or you had acne, you know, in your younger years or whatever, and you still have marks. Because, you know, when you have acne, it does leave marks on your face, and it'll leave those marks for a long time.
Uh-huh.
But that's the only, I think that's the only way you're supposed to use it. I'm sure, or
like,
maybe
remember,
it's supposed
I remember back in the days, Ambi, like, what was it, Ambi and some
yeah,
other
Ambi.
Stuff. But I didn't
mm-hmm.
really know what that stuff was all about until, like, you know, as I got older. But, yeah, I
mm-hmm.
think it was just supposed to even out your skin tone.
Right.
Or, you
but
know,
see,
if you had dark spots or something like that.
But, see, Ambi is not really a bleaching. That's more of just getting rid, like I said, just getting rid of your, you know, like, evening out your skin tone.
Uh-huh.
Like, if you know, your brown skin, you know, it's just to even out the skin tone. Bleaching is a totally different thing. That's like bleaching your hair. That's going to strip your skin of the pigmentation, like the pigment that you have in your skin. So, like I said, I really never really, like, researched what, you know, I just know I've seen a lot of women of color that do it because you can tell that they do.
But why, Red? Why?
That's what I'm saying. Why? That's what I want to know. I really, like, why? I don't know if it's just self-hate. They just don't like the way that they look, or maybe they're trying to look lighter because they think that, you know, this is what men want or males want. They feel good, you know. But my thing is, you just doing the face. They don't do no other part of the body but the face.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
And then on top of doing the face, then after you after you do that, or after the skin, I guess, gets a certain bleach into it, then on top of that, you put makeup on top of the face. Like, I don't get it. Like, I really don't get it. I don't understand.
You know, okay. I have a few friends from the Caribbean. And one of the friends that I have is Jamaican, from Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he was telling me, like, you know, that whole skin bleaching thing is crazy in Jamaica. Da, 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 da. Now, I'm like, I'm thinking, in Jamaica?
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, to me, Jamaica has always been one of those meccas of black people.
Right.
And very big on, very big and proud of their heritage as Jamaicans
mm-hmm.
and as black people. I just found it crazy when he was telling me about how a lot of the women and, you know, and even some men are doing the bleaching, the skin bleaching thing. And I'm like, why?
Right.
Like, is this, it's like, are you trying to fit into something, or is this self-hatred? Like,
right.
What is this all about? Like, I mean, it really started when I saw that little article with Sammy Sosa. Sammy Sosa
right.
is a former baseball player who used to play for the Chicago Cubs. And, you know, when I saw a picture of him, I thought it was a hoax. Okay? I really thought it was a hoax when I saw him, and I was like, whoa.
You know he's been doing that for
like,
a lot of years.
Well, he's been out of the public eye for a lot of years.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, yo, this dude really got himself, like, he just came out the washing machine full of Clorox. Like, yo,
yeah.
I didn't even recognize him. I didn't even recognize him. I said,
right,
no,
nobody
I
did.
That's why I had to Google it twice. Because I was like, wait a minute, nah, this dude's not, he ain't do that. He
was in shock.
He ain't do that. Yeah, I wasn't shocked. Because I was like, what makes a person bleach your skin? Now, mind you, you know, I remember, you know, listen, I know I'm going to tread lightly on this suspect, on this subject.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tread lightly, but when they were attacking Michael Jackson, yeah, when they were attacking Michael Jackson about it, I know that's recorded, but rest in peace. I know, but I remember when they were, attacking Michael Jackson about the skin bleaching, and he was saying that he had a disease and all this and that.
Vitiligo.
So, yeah. Listen, excuse me. Whatever that man do with his business, whatever anybody do with his business, but when it starts to become a trend with people are basically trying to erase their color from their skin,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I just find that.
Right, because, you know, just like you said, you know, and that's the women that I see do it, yeah. A lot of West Indian women, they, you know, I don't know why, but, you know, they do that, and I don't like I said, I don't get it. I don't know why they do it, and
do
I don't know the reason.
Do you think they're trying to fit into white America? Wait, once again, call the number 347-324-3395. Rock with the menu, brother B, Big Red. Yeah, do you really think that they're trying to fit into like the white agenda, or is something else?
It may be that. It may be that. I think they're trying to fit in to that that mold that, you know, just like you said, white America, I think they're trying to fit into that. But it's like, okay, but if you do that to your face, what about the rest of your body? Because there was a Jamaican. Well, I don't know how they feel it was not. There's a Jamaican reggae artist that also did that as well. where, you know, I forgot what his name is, but he did the same thing where he was, what's his name? Oh, Von Cartel. That's his name.
He
also did that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I got to Google this. Absolutely.
I think that's his name, Von Cartel. I think it is him. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that's his name, the name of the guy that did it. And he also did it, and that was a big thing on Instagram and Facebook as well.
But I know that, like, didn't he go to jail or something like that?
Right, yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think, yeah. But him as well, like, he did that, and everybody was shocked about that. They were like, what?
Oh, yeah.
They were like, last time we seen him,
right.
See?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they was like, yeah, they was like, wait a minute. People was like, oh, my God. They were like, he was just this way. That, and they were like, wait, how? And I was like, I don't know. Yeah, he did it as well. He just, I don't get it. I don't get why they do it. I don't get what he's doing it for or what any of them are doing it for, because it's just like, why? What are you doing? Like, just like you said, what is that, some type of trend or?
Well, I'm just, it just makes me wonder. Is it just a thing of, like, self-hate? Like, do you hate your color? Like, do you hate it? Like, are you so down on who you are that you think lightening your skin will be, is supposed to help you in society? Is it supposed to help you, I don't know, sell more records, or is it supposed to do something like to help you maybe land a better job?
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
But that seems like a lot that you're going through. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm looking now, and there's another one. I didn't mean to cut you off, but there's another one called I think his name is Alkaline, and he as well has bleached his skin.
Yeah, I don't get it.
And on top of that, he got some weird contacts in his eyes like that. All, like, I think they all black or something like that. I'm like, yo, what is wrong with these people?
Yeah, I don't. Oh. I guess some people are pushing to be so different.
Right.
That
maybe that's
like
what it is.
Willing. I mean, well, I guess maybe they're beginning, like, they're starting to do something. I guess they feel that they got to do something different.
To start a trend?
So,
maybe that's what it is?
So, I don't know, maybe it's like bleaching your skin. This is a trend, like, you know, something to do. I don't know. Like I said, I really can't, because I'm not the type of person that, you know, is about bleaching my skin. So I'm not, like I said, I'm not knocking anybody else's hustle for doing it, but I just want to know why.
It's you know, and then I'm reading something here. It says something about he tried to bleach himself so he'll be whiter looking than Vibes Cartel. So I don't understand what's going on here. That's what I'm saying. It's like, what is this, some type of trend, or are you trying to start something? It's like, what are you, like, that's not starting something. It's like, why don't they do something to you know, empower people, or to empower, you know, people of color to want to be themselves? Just like you said, in that culture, in Jamaican or West Indian culture, period, they are big on, you know, Mother Africa and being who they are, and, you know,
the original man or woman.
The original
stuff like
man.
That.
Like Bob Marley. Did you ever see Bob Marley bleaching his damn skin? No. Okay, or any other reggae artist from back in the day. They ain't doing no stupidness like that.
No. Because that's not what it was about.
Exactly. So why would you do that to, like I said, if you're doing something different, try something else. Don't do that, because now you're sending a mixed message, or you're sending a different type of message.
This is true.
Like, do something else. Don't do nothing like that because you're trying to encourage people. We have enough of that where our people are already being put down or, you know, you have a lot of young people out there that are already feeling a certain way about their skin color or their skin tone or who they are, period. What happened to being, you know, yeah. I'm black and I'm proud? What happened with that? Like, I don't know. I don't get it.
I guess being black and proud is not what it used to be. Like I said, I mean, some will probably tell you, like, you know, they're not doing it because of that. I don't know.
Right.
But.
Well, I sure as hell love to know why they're doing it. I would love to know. Somebody needs to tell me. Somebody needs to put me on and let me know.
Like I said, I'll never
it.
Understand it.
Nope, not at all. I don't know, not at all, but, yeah, so, Sammy Sosa, he, I don't know, he need to cut it out. Look, he need to cut it out.
Yeah, like I said, you mean, you know, like yeah. I said, to each his own, but you know what, whether they're doing, depending on the purpose or the reason that they're doing it for, it just sends a rough message to other people. Like other races. Like, this basically says that we're not happy with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because regardless of whatever you say, they're going to interpret it the way they choose to interpret it. And
mm-hmm.
if they feel that, like, hey, you're just trying to change it to color because, you know, you're not happy with being black, or, you know, you feel that being a black person is too much, you know, or you feel like you may get a little further, listen, you can't escape being black. It is what it is.
That's right. Absolutely not. Well, let's switch it up.
You can try to erase the color, but you're still, going to be African American. You're still going to be black, no matter what.
Right.
You're going to be black.
But see, let's think about, okay, so let's switch it on the other side. Like, let's think about the Caucasian people that tan themselves or spray tan.
Yeah, I don't understand.
You see, it's just like, right, it's just weird because, like I said, you got on our side, we're bleaching, and then on their side, they're tanning. And they really do a whole bunch of, like I said, they do spray tanning, they sitting in the sun for hours, practically giving themselves skin cancer, trying to get this golden brown color. You're not going to get golden brown.
Are they trying to be like mozzarella stick or something like that? Like, I don't understand.
Mozzarella
like a chicken
stick.
Nugget? Yeah, or chicken nugget. Like, I don't understand. Like, why do you feel the need? I don't know. Like I said, each his own. Everybody got their own shit, but why do you want to be like a piece of fried chicken, like a golden, you know? Like, why do you
a
need
golden.
To be golden? Like, just be,
inside
yeah.
the KFC commercial, crispy golden.
Yeah. Like, first of all, that dude being up there all tanned and stuff like that, like the original KFC with the rolled over, is rolling over in his grave.
That's right.
Color, what color he was. He wasn't wearing gold rings and stuff like that. Like, come on now. Like, really? Like I said, I don't understand it. Like, white people trying to be brown and brown people trying to be white.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, it's mixed up. Like,
in the grand scheme of things, I mean, you might have to say, like, hey, you like it, I love it. Because it's like, yo, everybody trying to be something. Listen, next, people going to start being dogs, and dogs going to start being cats, and it's just going to be something different.
Yeah.
Everybody, no one wants to play their role anymore. Nobody wants to be in their lane. People want to be different. So you know what? Starting tomorrow, I'm changing my name to, I got to get a Thundercat name. Tiger. I'm going to be a tiger tomorrow. I'm going to walk around all fours with an orange and black shirt, and I'm going to growl at you. Be a tiger. I don't know what problem. It shouldn't be a problem. Because, I mean, listen.
Right, everybody else is doing something.
Listen. I have no problem with homosexuals.
And I have no problem with lesbians. But yo, when I was growing up, I'm used to the lesbians who just were feminine, or maybe they wore jeans or slacks all the time. Like, I wasn't used to the overall, like, all right, I'm a man. Like, chicks being like, I'm a man. Like, wait a minute, no, you're not a man. Or the dudes being like, oh, I'm a woman. No, you're not a woman. I don't care what anybody says, you'll never know what a woman goes through. And a woman will never know what a man goes through.
That's right.
So you can try to change the outside, but the inside is always going to be the same.
Yep, exactly.
But no one wants to be them anymore. They want to be something else. Next thing
right.
you know, you're going to have sharks trying to be goldfish.
I think it's like a it's an escape. I think people are trying, just like you said, they just want to be different. But you're going to going to the extreme of being different. There's nothing wrong with being different. I get that. But I don't want to be different to the point where I'm going to the extreme of trying to be different and just like, you know, trying to be a whole different person. Like, I don't want to be different in that type of way.
Well,
I may do things a certain
No, I mean, it's okay to make change. It's okay to be different. It's okay to make changes. But one thing you can't do is sometimes you can't force your change on someone else.
Right.
You can't force your change and who you want on the world, because the world may not be accepting or ready for it. But that's just something that you have to deal with. You can't force me to deal with it. You have to deal with it.
Right. Right. Absolutely. But people don't get that because they figure you got to accept me. You have to accept me. You have to accept who I am. No.
I can accept who you are. But don't think that you're going to badger me or constantly bring up the fact that, oh, well, I'm this and I'm this and I'm this. Motherfucker. Okay, you're that. Congratulations. Congratulations. You like wearing tutus and pink slippers. Okay, no problem. What do you want?
But
what more do you want me to say?
Sorry.
You want me to be like, oh my gosh, you're wearing a tutu and pink slippers, and your genitals are hanging out. Oh my god, like, you really expect me to like to be focused on what you're doing? Listen, everybody got their own life to live. And whatever you got going on in your backyard, you're going to have to deal with my barbecue. Like, I'm not trying to get into all of that stuff, man. Like, you do what you do. But just like when it comes down to this whole skin bleaching thing, it's like, yo, come on, son. Like, really? Like, now you're being a little extra.
Right,
like,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you, like, what if I haven't seen you for a year, and the next thing you know, you turn around, you go from brown to cashew. Like, wait a minute, you was
brown
to cashew. Last year, you was like, you was a dark almond, and all of a sudden you're a cashew.
Right, now you're a cashew.
call the 5891, you're on the air with the menu. What up?
Hey, what's up, everybody?
What's up?
Hey,
what's up,
happy birthday, Brother B. What's up?
What's up, what's going on?
Hey, man, just chilling on a Sunday night. It's a Sunday night. It's hot outside. It's warm outside. I had a chance to go out today. It was cool. Had myself some food, and I'm okay. But I was listening to the show, and I gotta say this is that there was some subjects. So I'm gonna keep it on subject. Like, we're talking about the whole skin bleaching. All the skin bleaching issue, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's been going on for the longest that black people have been bleaching their skin for the longest. Because you know what it is? It's like this. The lighter, the better. You know? It's
why?
Like, if you're dark. It's all about self-hatred. Because listen, how is it that you're going to knock somebody... That dark skin is seen as hideous and ugly. And meanwhile, but the lighter you are, the prettier you are. The lighter you are, you're much better looking. You're the trophy. But the darker, oh my goodness, darker, you're like, ugh.
But then that's setting us back. That's setting us back.
That's
horrible. Years, K-Dog.
Yeah, it's been going on.
That's setting us back. Subscribing to that theory of like black is not good and yellow is mellow.
Like, oh well, it's been hundreds of years, man. This goes back even before the 20th century. And you know, it's like, oh, it's the lighter the better. Because not too long ago, I was watching a documentary on the different shades of black. You know, the light skin versus the dark skin, or that you're dark, you know, you're deemed as ugly and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And now, I'm glad you brought it up about what's going on in Jamaica in terms of the skin bleaching, the cartel. And also now you hear about Sammy Sosa. It's been going on for the longest because there's even a Haitian artist that even bleached his skin, and he wasn't ashamed to admit it. And that's
right.
The sad part about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the sad part about it. We are supposed, you know, and the thing is, in the Caribbean islands, it's all pro-black. They're very pro-black. And I don't get this thing with the skin bleaching thing. It makes you look horrible. Like, when Vibes Cartel came out with his bleached skin, and they called it, what did they call it? Oh, yeah. Went down for the Kiev soup, you know, using the Kiev soup to you know,
yeah,
to bleach
the
skin.
That's what it was, the Kiev soup.
Yeah, the Kiev soup.
Kiev soup.
Yeah, use the Kiev soup. You know, it's all ridiculous. Because originally, bleaching cream was used for blemishes. Like, if you have a blemish on your skin,
mm-hmm.
use it. But some people take it in to the extreme where they use it to bleach their entire skin and turn completely light or white. And we forgot to mention one celebrity that bleached her skin, like Little Kim.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right.
And you know what? Little Kim was so goddamn cute.
No, she was
exactly.
When she first came on the scene, when she did that
Gina
Mafia, I was like, damn, she's fine.
Yeah, with the little short haircut and everything, she was so cute.
Yeah, she was
and now you look
she
at her,
she's a girl in her.
Hell yeah, she was, man. That was a pin-up girl. That was the dream chick. I'm not going to lie, man. I was into her, Kim. But
and
I'm going to tell
natural,
you one thing, man.
Natural hood. Natural hood.
Yeah.
Natural.
Mm-hmm.
But then you changed your whole appearance.
And she
and
looked like Simba from Lion King.
Exactly, man. The whole,
I
mean, I'm not going to get into the surgery, but the skin bleaching, yeah. Look at the skin bleaching.
Yeah.
Even Nicki Minaj bleached her skin.
She did? I'm
oh,
gonna
yeah,
pay her no mind. Because I haven't seen her. I'm just gonna really pay her no mind. Oh, man.
She did become a shade lighter. But, you know,
mm-hmm.
this whole thing, it's like self-hatred. And I do call it that because, listen, me, I'm dark. I'm not ashamed of my skin tone. As a matter of fact, I like it. I love who I am as a black man.
That's right. Exactly.
The sad thing is a lot of brothers and sisters out there are not loving themselves. They feel the lighter you are, the better you are. And that's not necessarily true. Be proud of who you are. With the skin bleaching, it's been going on for years.
Mm-hmm.
Since the last century, they've been doing this skin bleaching. Like, get rid of the darkness. Because you know what they would do to black actors and actresses, you know, if in order for them to appear on film. I'll give you a perfect example. Nat King Cole had to do a short.
Mm-hmm.
And they had him put bleach his skin so that way he could appear light on camera.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh, yeah,
there's
they did that back in the days. Yeah.
Yeah.
They did that back in the days. Yeah.
Wow. You can look on YouTube. You'll find it. Yeah, they had him, you know, look a shade lighter. And it's not that you felt comfortable doing it neither.
And see, that right there says, that's that, but that right there says a lot. That says a lot, man.
Yeah.
And they even in the early days of sound, in 1930, I believe, the Duke Ellington Orchestra appeared in a film called Check and Double Check, where they played in the film. Now, Duke Ellington had a couple of light-skinned musicians playing in the band, like Juan Tizol and Barney Bagard. What they did, in order to make it look like the band is not integrated, because those guys were very light, they had them darken their put some dark makeup on to make them look dark. So you see where this is coming from.
That's crazy. That's really crazy.
Yeah.
But
forgot about they did stuff like that.
Yeah, they did that to a lot of black actors and actresses to make them look like a certain skin tone.
Mm-hmm.
Because, oh my goodness, oh, you can't be, what, you're light? Oh no. Or if you're too dark, oh no, you got to lighten up.
Yep.
Well, okay, enough of that. I gotta get on to something else. You know, I really don't like to keep bringing up this guy and his buffoonery, but you know, I really just have to what the hell is going on? Like, I mean, I already know the world is crazy, but right now, this cat in office is really just making the whole White House look really bad.
Oh, you're talking about the
Agent Orange.
And taking the whole, it's like removing all the credibility and respect and dignity that the White House had. And it's all gone down the drain.
He's been taking it away.
Yeah, but why is it being allowed?
You know what it is with America?
You can't sit there, you can't sit there and say other countries are not sitting back and laughing.
Oh, yes, they are laughing at us. They've been laughing.
This is a weakness. This is a weakness that an enemy can see and use against us and exploit.
Yep. Oh, yes, they can. Because you know what? The other countries, they already had no respect for America. And now it gives them 10 times more reason to laugh at America and be like, man, America's really stupid.
Well,
America's
really
stupid.
I mean, this is true. Like, who are the stupid ones?
Oh, the people. Well, look at it this way. Let me just break it down to you. You see, again, I'm not gonna bring up Hillary Clinton. Let's talk about the election of 2016 without talking about Hillary Clinton. Just remember, Brother B, and I've said this before on the Absolute Truth Show, and I said before on the Absolute Truth Show, and I said it before on your show. The 46% of Americans who decided not to vote, and the other people who decided to vote for him, they voted for him for one reason and one reason only, because he kind of re-energized the white nationalist movement. That's what he did. And what did people expect? And you know, you look at the way that America is now, you have no choice but to laugh. You have no choice but to say, but to be shaking your head like, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah, but I mean, really, we can shake our head. I mean, like, something has to be done. Like, when is somebody going to put a bug in this dude's ear? Like, listen, stop with the childishness. Like, have some respect and professionalism. Because all this is doing is showing people that you don't have to be respectful or professional anymore. Because look at our president.
And I'm gonna bring up something else too. Take a good look at his credentials as a president. Now, every president who has been in office has had some
political background or military background. This yuck has none. He has none of that. So how the hell is it that America would put someone who has no military background, no political background, why the hell would you put that man in office? Why?
Right, exactly. Why?
Because
like,
they didn't want to put a woman, because they didn't want to put a woman in office.
Oh no!
And
yeah.
Look at the kind
That's
of
different.
People. But also there's something else too. Take a look at the kind of people that he has put into office. Take a look at the kind of cabinet that he has. Look at this man that you put him in office. Are you serious? Look at the kind of people. As a matter of fact, I'm just reading something right here from a very well-adjusted journalist. You know what? His lawyer, Trump's lawyer, Mark Kasowitz, 3 days ago, threatened a stranger in email by telling the stranger, "Watch your back, bitch."
What?
Really? Yeah. I'm about to read it to you. Yep. After hearing Rachel Maddow, this is coming from a reliable media resource. They said, after hearing Rachel Maddow discuss our recent story about Kasowitz, a man emailed the attorney urging him to resign, urging Kasowitz to resign. He responded with threats and profanity. He said, now, here's what happened. The man, a retired public relations professional in the Western United States, who asked not to be identified, ProPublica story this week on Kasowitz and sent the lawyer an email with the subject line, "Resign now." Kasowitz replied with a series of angry messages between 9:30 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. One read, excuse the language, "I'm on you now. You're fucking with me now? Let's see who you are. Watch your back, bitch."
Wait, is somebody outside? Is somebody outside?
No, I'm not outside.
Oh, wait, is a fan going on?
Oh, fan
going?
Sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
Oh,
yeah. You was in a wind tunnel. I thought you was about to take off.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And you know what? Yeah,
so wait,
another email.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Wow.
Yep. That,
and who
that's
is this guy supposed
people,
to be again? Who is this guy supposed to be again?
He's Trump's lawyer.
Oh, wow.
He's Trump's lawyer.
Okay.
Mark Kasowitz.
That's crazy. And this is how he's supposed to be talking as you know, and if that's his lawyer, that's how he's supposed to talk to people?
Well, that
oh,
way
well,
he don't
saw
care.
That other Republican senator who punched the guy in the face. I mean, let's look at this.
Crazy. I don't understand what kind of behavior these people have.
None whatsoever. None whatsoever. They're dishonest. They're dishonest. They're scandal ridden. I mean, the days are coming when Trump, when Trump, I call him Trump, presidency's coming to an end. It has to, because one way or another,
there are people going to make sure he don't get impeached.
Yeah,
there,
because
there,
you know why? Remember,
make sure.
The Republicans control both the House and the Senate. And next year is an election year. It's a very important election year. Next year will determine whether the Republicans will stay in control of the House or the Senate, because the only person who's really speaking up for him is Mitch McConnell. And Mitch McConnell, we all know, was Obama's number one hater from the get-go. You know, what did we expect from a Trump presidency? What did we expect from him? And as you notice, I don't even call that bum a president. There's nothing presidential about him.
That's the problem.
Take a look at our image in the world.
It just makes us look weak. You know, it makes us look like, you know, laugh and stop.
And there's nothing.
I don't know how people can sit back and sit with that. But I think people
especially most of his voters, his supporters are quiet because they don't want anyone else telling them, aha, I told you something, you were wrong. See, sometimes to me it doesn't boil down to a Republican or a Democrat thing. It just boils down to a thing of like, yo, just doing your job. Like, you're supposed to be the leader of the so-called free world. You're supposed to be running the country. All right, fine. Run the country efficiently. Don't be disrespectful. Have some manners.
As a man in a very important position, you're supposed to have respect for the office, and you're supposed to have respect for the people that are coming to you. This man doesn't even respect. Trump has never. He doesn't even have respect for the people who are, you know, for the press. Take a. He called anyone who opposes. Anyone who opposes him, he's quick to call them fake news. I'm like, wow. Fake news. So you're saying Fox News gives the real deal? He says that Fox News is his friend. Yeah, Fox News are his friends. And if there's anyone who gives fake news, it's Fox.
Yeah, because they don't tell the truth about it. Like when he does stuff, dumb stuff, they cover it up. But they don't mention it.
I mean, let's look at it. During the first few days that this man was in office, he rudely hung up the phone on the Australian Prime Minister.
And then why would he do why would he do that?
There has been no
I don't even want to know.
I mean, K-Dog, you can tell it if you know it, but I don't even know why would you be so dumb?
Listen, look at the way this bum ran his campaign. Take a look at his campaign when he ran his campaign. He was being nasty to people, like. Hey man, I'm president, and I'm the president. I could do whatever the hell I want to do.
Listen, we're about to pave the way to the man of the hour. Call it 3054. You're on the air with the menu.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the king of peace is back.
United Kingdoms, United States, drum roll, it's the Hot Rod.
Hey guys, what's up?
Hey Hot Rod, what's up, brother?
What's up?
Nothing. I'm in a secret location right now in Philadelphia, so I cannot stay too long.
You're in a secret location, man. What are you on the run?
He in the secret.
Secret, yeah, because you're
on
the
run.
Looking for me, so.
He's in the bathroom.
Well, I was going to say this. Happy birthday to Brother B. Happy birthday to Brother B. Happy birthday to Brother B.
He must have had.
I'm singing right
I
now.
Had a Texas,
happy birthday.
I had a Texas style and a half.
You.
He must have had two. Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
That was kind of rough.
Thank you so much.
You're getting the shout out all over.
Damn.
I'm the king of kings, baby.
Yeah.
What happy juice are you on tonight?
That's what I'm saying.
It starts with a V and ends with an A. That's all I could tell you.
It starts with a B and an A.
Wait. What is this, like a Jeopardy question?
Yeah.
It starts with a V and ends with an A.
Is
it that blue bottle? Is that blue bottle of wine?
Remember, I got child support, so I can't afford that blue bottle no more. So, you know.
Oh, okay.
It's red and white now.
Red and white?
No.
A B and an A.
No,
I'm still trying to wonder.
Yeah, keep on.
Me too.
I'm working right now, secret location, and I'm having a few special juice. Brother B, happy birthday, many blessings, and have fun, guys. I'm out.
All right, man.
All right,
brother. Be safe in your secret location. Later, man.
Okay, yo, I can't win it with that. Oh, God.
I thought it was bad. That would be my favorite.
What is it? You said the bathroom.
Yeah. Speak of lucky. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. But anyway, outside of Trump, I had a discussion with somebody else about, you know, the officer that was killed in line of duty last week.
Yeah.
And, you know, may she rest in peace for those to her family and, you know, our loved ones. Somebody asked me the question, and at the same time, I ask you, do you really think that turning their back on the mayor was the appropriate time to try to make their political statement at her funeral? Like, what do you think?
Once again, I don't understand why they're doing that to him. Like, what's the purpose? Like, what are you proving?
Because
by turning your back on the mayor.
Because apparently they're mad because he's not pro-cop and he made some promises that he just couldn't come through on. And we actually spoke briefly about this on a Hot Rod show. On, you know, Hot Rod, K-Dog, Sean Black, on the Absolute Truth. He made some promises. You know, he didn't come through. He's not extremely pro-cop. So,
you know, the bottom line with that is that it was stupid. Like, it was stupid to bring that kind of to make it political. Let's remember, we're mourning a fallen officer.
Mm-hmm.
And more than that, she was a mother of three.
Right.
And, you know, to be turning your back on Mayor de Blasio, and this has been going on even after the Eric Garner case.
Right.
Because Mayor de Blasio had said, yes, I do talk to my son about what to do about being stopped by a cop. What's wrong with that? And I'm not saying that all police officers are bad, because I have friends who are police officers. I'm not going to stand there and be anti-police, because, you know what, allow me to play devil's advocate. We do need the police.
Yeah.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? But to be sitting there constantly turning your back on Mayor de Blasio, that's disrespect.
Right. And at that time, it wasn't that – at that time – That wasn't the place to do that.
Exactly.
That's my thing.
The event.
Right. That wasn't the time to show that, because once again, they're all about the blue. So guess what? That's one of your own. That's one of your own that has you know, passed away, and now you want to do a political statement now? That shows you how much respect that you have for your own. Because remember, it's just to see a blue. Y'all not supposed to see a color thing. It's just supposed to be, okay, that's a sister or brother of blue.
Right. And it's no time to be politicizing the event.
Right, exactly.
No time at all.
If I may say, before I want to say it again. Extremely disrespectful. Not just to the mayor, but to the memory and the life work of that officer that died.
Mm-hmm.
Very disrespectful to her family.
Right.
You didn't show any real support to her and her memory.
Right.
You
mm-hmm.
showed support to your own selfish ass political beliefs.
Exactly.
You served
exactly.
All you were was self-serving to your own goddamn egos. Listen, you want to be supported? Look to yourself first. Support each other. When you do something wrong, you tap a motherfucker and say, yo, you did something wrong. You do
exactly.
something right, cool, you do something about it. But all the shit that's been going on, clean up your own house before you start worrying about somebody else.
Right, exactly.
Now, very unprofessional. Because if you can disrespect the mayor, that means anybody else is fair game.
Yeah.
That means disrespecting anybody else is no problem. So what does that say about you? Because, see, you know what I have a problem with? And I'm very passionate about this, and I'm going to just get belligerent with it. I don't give a fuck who doesn't like it. But when you use your title or your authority
to abuse it,
and you abuse it and you use it to intimidate,
mm-hmm.
and use it to try to make some type of statement, you're not just an ass, but you're a coward. Because you're too cowardly to make the statement on your own. So you're going to use your title. You're going to use that badge. You know how many people have died senselessly respecting and going out there taking care of the community, actually doing the real work of real police.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many people died for that? And you
mm-hmm.
newfangled bastards come along, and the first thing you want to do is talk about what the mayor didn't do for you.
Right.
What the hell are you doing for yourself?
No, 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 but you know it's not about what he didn't do for them. You know what that's about. You know what that's about. It has nothing. I don't even. I don't think that it even has anything to do about what the mayor didn't do. It's about the fact that that man has a black wife and black children, and he made, just like you said, he made, just like Kato said, he made that statement and said, yeah, I'm going to tell my son. Of course. Because they said, what? This man, what?
Because you know
what?
No, you're damn
right.
Mayor Giuliani.
Because that's still his shop. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Because Mayor Giuliani, all Mayor Giuliani did was protect the officers, because I'm going to show you proof that he did.
Oh,
do you
yeah.
remember that Amadou Diallo case? What did he do with those
mm-hmm.
four police officers who murdered that man, who fired 41 shots at
mm-hmm.
they took the trial of state. They took the trial of state.
Yeah.
To clear their name.
Yeah.
But Giuliani's
shit
anyway.
Yeah,
right,
yeah, he sure
officers.
Is.
But then after, Mayor de Blasio comes along and says, oh, no, I can't support you guys. Hey, listen, you choked the man on a video. Choked the man to death. The man Eric Garner did not pose as any threat.
Nope.
That cop came up from behind him and grabbed him by the neck, and you heard the man scream like a lip. Yeah. Go ahead.
One of the things that I like the fact that they tried to use to help him get off was called positional asphyxia. So basically. Because of the position that he was in, he suffocated. Now, they don't really want to get into the issue of how he got into that position, because apparently the officers were like, well, we didn't know that we were doing that. We didn't know that he was choking. Even though the man kept saying he can't breathe, they didn't want to believe,
Unbelievable.
And even worse, they arrested the guy who made the video.
Yeah, because, you know, he made the video, so they were pissed off. Because everything that they did was, they couldn't sell it how they wanted to sell it, because it was on video.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I don't have a problem with police, but people are going to say what they want.
Me neither.
But when you do wrong,
admit
I'm
to
not
the wrong.
Support it. I'm not going to support it. No one is really going to support it. Only the sheep and the cowards are going to support it, because they don't want to show any bias, or they don't want to prove anything. They don't want to go against the grain.
Right.
And besides,
right.
It wasn't a white kid. It wasn't some Irish kid.
No.
It wasn't some Italian kid.
No.
It wasn't some Jewish kid. It was a black kid. It was a grown black man.
Listen.
Yep.
The thing is, with police officers, they're going to protect their own. They're going to protect their own.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to protect their own, and that's the sad part about it.
They're gonna protect their own. Oh well, you didn't do nothing.
So
wrong.
It's
I'm
okay.
Like, really?
It's okay for them. So it's okay for them to protect their own.
But we have.
But we can't
when
protect
we
ourselves.
Come together, when we come together and say, you know, we're gonna fight up against the wrong. Oh, that's the wrong thing. Oh, well, we're a threat.
Because you're going against the collective. Just like what I was talking about with Big Red earlier. I can't respect any person that has a badge on that's a part of a collective. If you're not a free thinker, or you can't use your own brain, then what good is it? I can
because
understand you have
police,
to uphold the law. I can understand
you have
that.
And
you don't have
and
to
you know what?
Do what everybody
there's
else
there's something called protect and serve. The police officer is there to protect and serve, and I haven't seen
not
that.
Not really. Law enforcement, the definition of law enforcement officers are there to enforce the laws. They are to protect and preserve the law. So it's really not about you, but that's how they try to sell it to get your support. But see, the only way they can protect you is just to make sure somebody's not breaking the law to hurt you. But it's all about preservation of the law. It's not about you. They can make it try and seem that way, but it's not really about you. But if you're breaking the law, then you're a problem. Then you have to be stopped. And that's the sobering fact. It's what's even more sobering. You have good cops. You have good cops that stand up to the tyranny, and they get shut down.
Oh yes, they can. Because you know why? You're betraying your brothers and sisters in blue. That's how it is.
Listen, like I said, the only race of blue people that I know is the Smurfs.
That's it.
Exactly.
You're from Papa Smurf
to
Baby Smurf.
So that means, K-Dog, the people that you know and the people that I know, the people that Red know, that's in law enforcement, that are police officers. They're not black, they're not white, they're not anything. They're just blue.
Yeah.
They're blue. So when you right. start to
yeah.
define yourself, when you start, now see, we already live in a society where race is a hotbed topic anyway.
Oh, yes, it is.
So basically what you're saying is that now you're a race. You're a color. You're not anything else but you're a color. The blue. So you think, just like you have racist, a bigoted attitude towards other cultures or other races, you think somebody doesn't have the same towards yours.
Oh, yes, they do. We live in a world filled with prejudice.
So my thing is, when are you going to take your head out of your ass and stop thinking non-logical? How are you really thinking
and there's
that
some
you're
people
going to walk
that
down talking about, we're the blue, we're the blue, okay? There's maybe people that don't like you. Just like you don't like the black, or you don't like the brown, or you don't like the yellow. What do you think? You think you can't be subject to the same stuff?
I got news for you. You're living right here in America. Living right here in America.
Sometimes
the country that was built.
I don't even know America is anymore, bro. I don't even know.
Please, we've been asking that same question for how long?
I don't even know.
Yep, we don't even know where America is. I don't feel like, you know, I feel like we live in a third world country of, I don't know, some type of dictatorship.
Especially now.
Yeah.
Look at the state of the country now.
Yeah. It's terrible.
See, this is why I want people from other listeners from the UK, France, the other people in other parts of the country. I want to, you know what I'm saying? This that's going on here is depressing. I want to hear what's going on with you. I want to, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to send some other good vibes. I mean, it's just sad that there's enough challenges in life. But when we're faced with stuff that we really don't have to be faced with, like it's 2017, and once again, people are still running around talking about color. People are still bigoted.
Hmm.
People are still racist. Like, really?
Hey, it is. It's still, hey, it's still going on.
And I don't think it's going to ever stop because you know what? Yeah, it's not going to stop. You know why? Because it's like something. It's just like a it's like it put. It keeps the panic going. It keeps things going. Even down to like, if you think about it, even with money, it just keeps things going. Because once again, if you look at it, the jails are filled up with who?
Black and brown people.
Black and Hispanic.
That's right.
Black and Hispanic.
So it's generating that, the you know, the more that racism thing is going to keep generating that, because you know we can still keep them under our heel. We can still get money for them somehow. We can still, just like, you know, once again, they're saying it's not kind of off subject, but they're saying that in 10 years they're trying to shut down Rikers. Okay, that's fine, but once again, Where's the plan? Like, where are you going to put all these people? Where are you going to put everyone? The people that have mental... Right, but my thing is this. You have a lot of those men in there that are mentally ill. Men and women. Is women on Rikers too, right?
Yeah.
I think. Okay. Well, I didn't know that. I'm sorry, but I'm just saying. You know, so you have a lot of, you know, people that are mentally ill, and they don't even need to be in there. They don't need to be in Rikers. They need to be someplace where they can get some help. Because as a result, they come out and then they do certain things, as in that guy that killed that police officer. Then when they come out and do stuff like that, that's because you didn't give him the help that he needed. I'm sure he was in Rikers or somebody's facility somewhere, and y'all didn't give him the help, and he probably needed the help.
He wasn't important.
Exactly.
The system didn't have his time. The system wasn't trying to waste any more, more time, or, you know, they just didn't want to work with him. They don't
You know what? He was a loose cannon, man. That dude was, he even posted it once again on social media, where he posted his hatred for the police officers. He posted all of that.
It's a lot of propaganda and BS. Like I said, the dude was mental. The dude was mental. He wanted to go out on some type of note, so he started talking about that.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. So
crazy.
We got six minutes left. K-Dog, your parting statement.
Yeah. Well, my parting statement is this, is that for all of you, for my black brothers and sisters, please learn to love yourselves. Be proud. We are a people of, we are creators, and we are inventors. And we gave gifts, and you know what? It is, everything that we're doing now is something that we did. So we should not be ashamed of who you are. You shouldn't be ashamed of your skin tone. And to all of you, please understand that, you know, I'm not trying to sound, you know, like a sellout or anything, but this, police officers have respect for the people that you are there to protect. That's all I got to say. Big Red.
All right. Yes.
What you talk about?
Okay. So, just love yourself. Like it doesn't make any sense to do those things, bleaching your skin and trying to change the eye color and all that other stuff. Just be who you are. Like, it's not going to make, you know, like, you have to love who you are when you look in that mirror every day. You have to look in the mirror and say, you know what, I love this person. I like this person. But it all starts from parents as well with their children. You have to tell your kids they're beautiful, they're this, they're that. You can be somebody. You have to do those things to them.
So this way they'll have that confidence as they get older. They're not looking for it somewhere else or elsewhere, or they're not looking for somebody to tell them, oh, well, you look this way, so, oh, that's bad, and then you go and change yourself. No, don't do that to yourself. It's just be who you are. Lillian, you'll love yourself in the long run.
Okay. I guess it's my turn now.
Listen. For all those who consider themselves God-fearing individuals, I ask you, and I actually really plead with you, whether you believe or not, read the Bible, read whatever renews or strengthens your faith in humanity, whether it be a hug from your child or a friend or a girlfriend or whatever. Do something. Like I said, whether you do that or whether you read, if you call yourself a God-fearing person, a person that believes that there's a higher power, why? Why do we do this shit to one another?
Mm-hmm.
Most of all, why don't we even try to help each other? Listen, I'm not preaching. I'm not trying to be on some We Are the World shit, but you know what?
Yeah.
I made it another year of life. And with all the people that I have around me, whether I see them every day or not, life is beautiful because of them. And I don't want to see anything happen to them. Just like I'm sure you don't want to see anything happen to anybody that you love and care about.
Mm-hmm.
So why do we continue the cycle of bullshit, the cycle of hate, the cycle of bigotry? Why do we continue this bullshit, man? Why do we turn around and listen to people who have nothing to do with us? Especially when they talk negative shit. Why do we focus on it? Why should we continue to focus on it? Focus on what makes you happy. Focus on what pushes you forward. Focus on progression. Focus on being better. But don't focus on the negative. Don't focus on the hate. Don't focus on the shit that you don't have. Just work hard and go get what you want. Nobody's judging you. But if so, it's your option to walk out of that courtroom. Because you don't have to be judged by anybody. You choose to, and you allow yourself to be judged. So with that being said, you're going to go have me another drink that I'm forcing.
That's right, brother.
And I just want to say thanks to everybody for birthday love. K-Dog, Big Red.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Hey, you're welcome, bro.
Everybody, just love yourself, man. Love yourself as we were put here, because we had to be put here for a reason. And it wasn't for hating each other either. So on that note, another episode of The Menu in the Can. Everybody be safe, be well. Once again, United Kingdom, 50 states, and France. Thank you for the love. Catch you next week. Holla. Everybody be safe.
Hey.
All right. Peace out.
Peace out, bro.
Later, guys.
Peace out, y'all. Later.